The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Almost like being in love. We don't make the full leap, almost like being in love. Well, I love you. We love you. And thank you so much for the great correspondence over the holidays. And Merry Christmas, which goes on to apparently the January 13th now. And Happy New Year. Happy 2019. Is that wild? We are back. Piscopo back. Frank and Al here. We've got a lot to get into. And we welcome you and we thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you. Because I read the social media. It keeps rolling and rolling, and you keep listening and communicating, and I love you. I'm sending hugs through the airwaves. I know you feel it, so we appreciate it very much, and we're excited to be back with you. Couldn't wait to get back and chat with you, and hopefully your holidays went well. A lot going on. We're going to get into it in a big way, but we are back, and we're going to catch up on all the silly things. Big news among the morning show, and I'll get to that in 2 seconds. I just wanted to say good morning and fill you in on exactly what's going on AM 970, The Answer. Appreciate you being here. I'm all dry. You know, you could just tell it's the holidays. And you could tell the holidays for me means one thing, lasagna. And I could feel it as I put on my suit this morning. You know, I'm going, well, my wallet's a little thick, which is after Christmas. That's surprising to me. But I put it in my breast pocket. I went, well, no, it's not the wallet that's thick. I think I put out a couple of pounds. I could feel it because of the holidays. So off and running, and we're going to get back into shape for the new year. A lot going on, too, in the January. I'll tell you all about it. We've got a lot to talk about. Dr. Keith Abloh is on the show, the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show, spokesperson for Brainsway Depression Treatment, and apparently on Roger Stone's best dressed list. We'll be checking that out. Mark Kerkorian, executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, will join us. And Ked Lovett from Albany. We'll see exactly what went on when Governor Cuomo took the oath of office at Ellis Island. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. You know, and everything's going good. And I know we got a meeting down there in Washington now that President Trump has reached out to everybody and said, come on down, come to the White House. The president stays in the White House. The president goes over to Iraq and he visits the troops during Christmas break. He celebrates. It's a lot for this guy, for President Trump, not to go to Mar-a-Lago, which he has done virtually his whole, adult life, really. And then he stayed. But Nancy Pelosi's in, like, Hawaii. And you know, an officer killed in Newport Newman, California. I'm sorry. And here's a young police officer, 32 years old. And Ranil Singh, he gets virtually assassinated in the line of duty in California. Where is she? She's in Hawaii. And no one even addressed it. No one even considers this. It's so, and how that happens. And then this, you talk about the upset of Washington. And I want to start the new year saying, let's embrace everybody. Let's just make this work. The president reached out. Come into the White House. Let's talk Chuck. Let's talk Nancy. And then, of all people, Mitt Romney takes a shot. Did you see this? And maybe you didn't because it was in the Washington Post. And Mitt Romney is questioning President Trump's character already. And Romney will be Utah's newest senator when Congress returns. That would be tomorrow. In a column for The Washington Post, Romney said, with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable. And that's where the president's shortfall is most glaring. I know exactly what you're thinking. Here's a guy. Whenever he needs President Trump, he grovels to President Trump and Mitt Romney. Right. I mean, he slammed him during the campaign. It failed miserably. And then remember, the president wins and he's groveling at dinner at a French restaurant saying, I'd like to be Secretary of State. Right. With all white pants and all, Mitt Romney. Now he gets in. The president helps him get elected. I don't know that he needed it out there, you know, in Utah. But he seemed to have a nice alliance with President Trump. And now he disses him first. That's exactly what's wrong in Washington. It's so disingenuous. It's such a swamp. How are you supposed to go from day one to day two? And don't forget, I mean, objectively speaking, that the president, when he says and he reaches out, look, to all the DACA folks, all the dreamers, let's talk about it. This was over a year ago. And he said to Chuck Schumer, yeah, we could talk about it. The Schumer wanted nothing to do about it. You know, and then I always talk about that one little leeway that I think Chuck Schumer gave the president when it was the Pelosi Schumer Donald Trump meeting. Remember? And that was my favorite moment on television last year. How awkward that was for Chuck Schumer. And then Schumer said, well, we'll have some kind of border control. I think the president knows they're not going to give in on anything. And I don't understand why. I can't understand why, except they just want more votes to come across the border. They want open borders. So, and it's going to be interesting. And where does President Trump go this year? I got an interesting tweet from one of our favorite listeners. And he thinks maybe the president will indeed step away in 2020. Will that happen? You got to let us know. It's 877-970-2999. And by the way, best holiday break ever, Christmas break ever. You know, I'm so glad Frankie and I stayed on the air last week. A couple of days we chatted with you a little bit. Went into New Year's. Everything went well. And had a great time with all the family, all the kids. I worked New Year's Eve. It was great. Worked. I actually went to a big event. And I happened to be the entertainment. And it was great. And I worked, and it was wonderful. Now we are back, and we are, you know, in the groove here. But I wanted to break early. It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock now because, you know me. Now, people say, how many times have you been married? I've been married twice, right? Twice. I had to think about it for a second. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on a minute. Twice, right? But by the way, I put in good. I was married like, it was 15 years with Nancy, right? Joey's mom. Beautiful gal. And then with Kimberly, 17 years we were together. You believe almost 20 years we were together, right? Now I'm a monk. I'm going to be a monk in a monastery. I'm giving up completely. And then with my last girlfriend, it was like 9 years. I do the long runs, you know. So, but I'm not the guy to ask for marriage advice, you know, because not right now. I'm like not in a relationship, and I just don't want any of that. I just want to work and take care of my kids, right? So then I hear, and Frankie Fibros has this New Year's Eve party where you go down the night before New Year's Eve. Now, I want to go, but then it's about my kids because I have so many children. You have to be a good father, so I have to stick around for the kids. Oh, I want to stick around for the children, and that was our time. The New Year's Eve was with my children, and I said, you want to go to Lake City? I actually said, you want to go to Lake City with Frank? We couldn't quite get the all that together to go down to Lake City. So we stayed home and we had a gathering with the children on New Year's Eve. Lo and behold, Frankie goes down, has a very successful New Year's Eve. Then I find out that he proposes to his fiance, he actually proposed to Rachel, if I could use her name, I hope he doesn't mind. And now she is technically his fiance, proposed, got on a knee. And I know he got his diamond engagement ring from Parry and his sons. And so there is a diamond buyback guarantee. I just wanted to tell you. Frankie, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Joe. Happy New Year. Great to see you again.
And Albert, great to see you too. Great to see you, Big Al. We missed you, Big Al. 11 days off.
No, you didn't.
We did. We came back on here. The music was great.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
That was great.
Wouldn't know.
Frankie, so... And I wanted to go down. I tell you what, if I wasn't working New Year's Eve,
I understand.
And that's a good thing I prepped the show. We'll talk about Alice. Right. How did it go? I'll let you know. It was great. Great night on New Year's Eve. I got home at 5 a.m. 5 a.m.
Wow.
Me, 5 a.m.
Could you?
Frankie, so driving? How long did you plan the proposal?
You know, when you say how
okay,
long.
Okay, that's it. Moving on.
Okay, well,
There's no plan.
Was it spontaneous?
No. Okay. I had given it some thought for at least a couple of months.
Yeah, because this is great. Great gal.
Thank you.
And you said, okay, I'm going to do this.
Did you give it some thought over some maker's mark while you were thinking about it, or was
you mean for months?
Yeah. Drinking every time you were thinking
about
it?
Were you under the influence, as Al's
right.
Actually, at the wine and cheese party, I didn't actually have a chance to have any wine just because there were so many folks there and everything. So it was completely alcohol-free.
Oh, no.
So now
tell me how you did this, because did you plan you're going to drop to a knee and ask? And then...
We had honored Bruce Dyfick, the owner of the Ocean, and his wife had come in, so he wasn't there. So we had AC Mike Lopez give some remarks on his behalf. And then I acknowledged some of the other dignitaries that were there, Congressman Dan Donovan and Arthur Idala and some of the other people that were some personal friends. My siblings were there.
The current mayor didn't show up.
He didn't. No.
He was in a fight in a parking lot.
And
somewhere.
I thanked my longtime companion for everything, you know, that she's put up with.
Okay, started with that. Okay.
And I indicated that a lot of people didn't like the title for her and that maybe a better title was wife. And I asked her to be my
wow. Oh, awesome. So, yeah. Well thought out.
Well, thank you.
I saw the video. Somebody had taken a video of it.
Yeah, look good.
Well, it wasn't the best video in the world, but it was kind of...
There are a lot of different versions of the video.
He's giving the speech, and then kind of he walks towards her. She's off camera, walks towards her, and then just drops to a knee, and she comes into the picture.
I love it.
Excited. She's crying.
He's trying
to put the ring. Of course, he's putting it on the wrong finger, and then he put it on the right finger.
That's not
did.
True at all.
You tried to
that
put it on her right hand and not her left.
Not true at all.
All right.
That is completely untrue.
False. Fake news.
Yes.
Go back to the tape.
Hey,
she said yes.
So that was nice. Hey, that's a great way to go into it. And she was surprised.
Apparently. She was
crying.
But you didn't talk about it beforehand. Honey, we should maybe we were thinking about it. Have you chatted about it?
A little bit,
you're very comfortable wanting to talk about this. Frank and I, we met each other walking into the building this morning. And we're walking down Broadway, and he goes, hey, Joe, how'd it go? I go, Frank, how did it go for me?
No,
how'd it go for you? And he didn't want to like to go into it, which I love. I protect the privacy, so forgive me and stop me if I'm pushing, but I'm just inherently nosy.
No, it's okay.
but you know what I thought was wrong? So Frank gets engaged.
Well, you didn't criticize. It's a beautiful thing.
No, not from Frank. Not from Frank.
One girl, she goes, that other guy on the radio, he's so negative all the time. She goes, I got the other guy. I go, you mean Al? He has a name.
No.
He listened to the show?
That other guy. Fat guy. Here's the problem that I have.
What?
Frank gets engaged. Yeah. There's this big thing on his Facebook page or whatever, people are posting videos, and that's great. And I'm guessing Frank wants to kind of, you know, reveal this on his own or whatever. A person who works here, like, immediately tweets out after that, congratulations to this. And I don't know how private you wanted to keep it. Alex Garrett.
Oh.
Like, you know,
he's a sweet kid.
Not,
he's a good kid.
Honestly, it's not other people's place.
Yeah, I was hesitant.
Yeah.
I was hesitant to say.
Yeah, I didn't want
to
say.
Well,
anything.
So I asked after we made this announcement if people could give us maybe an hour before posting everything on social media.
Right. Did you say that?
Yes, so that we could
contact
call
your families.
Yeah, we could call our parents and everything. And
yeah, really,
exactly. And I think for the most part, people did adhere to that hour threshold. But then
I got the picture. Yeah, see, I got the picture of the proposal from somebody who was at the party. Mm. They immediately sent something to me, and I didn't.
And I'm with my girls, and I'm having the family with my kids.
Right.
And then I get a text from Al Gattulo, and Al doesn't, like, once Al leaves here, you never hear from Al again.
Correct.
Right. We don't know if Al exists between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 a.m. the next morning.
No, I
thought he went to Mega Millions in New York.
I don't live on Long Island.
So he texted me. He goes, well, he finally did it. And I went, get out of here. That was great. He finally did it. And I said, I hope he got the diamond from Parian and Sons. And
right.
We were laughing together. And then I said, I feel like a lousy friend. I should have been there. We should have been there, I said. And I apologize for not being there.
No, it's okay. You're busy with the kids and working for a living.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
But I just thought it was just weird. Like, you should have made the announcement on social media yourself.
Yeah.
Like, for other people to take it upon themselves. Not the guests at the party.
Right.
I'm talking about somebody who wasn't
because you waited
there.
To post. I waited
to
post.
Like, I texted you immediately and said congratulations.
Yes, we both did. Thank you.
Godspeed.
You know, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And good luck and everything.
Off air, I'll take some notes on advice, do's and don'ts, you know, whatever.
When you do your next one.
So, no, the first thing, one of the listeners I saw immediately jumped on it, and it was like two words. I think they're two words. Prenup. I'm just saying.
Although Arthur's mother, to her credit, she called me yesterday to wish me a happy new year, and we were discussing beer, and her husband was chiming in with, you know, beer quotes and this and that. And then she says, I'm so glad that Frank got engaged. But her theory is that you got engaged. I don't believe this, but her theory is that you got engaged to deflect, to kind of, all right, you're, we're engaged. Well, like, we're not going to get married for a while, but here's the ring.
She said, you know, Mary's smart, but I don't know that that's the case. He would never jump in.
So.
He would never.
You
know, Frank, we'll talk to you in a second. Hold on. Al, let's you and I talk about Frank while he's here. And just judge
he's
his life.
Enough,
let's judge his life and why he did what he did.
Exactly.
No, but he's in enough debt. I don't think you want to put yourself in more debt.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
The value of that. But
I think it's a beautiful thing. She's a beautiful guy. Wish you all the best, Frankie.
Thank you very much.
Mr. and Mrs. Five Burrows. That's
what
we're going to
call
it.
Yeah, I saw your hashtag.
Yeah, I had I put it out there. So a date? Do you have a date?
Not yet. We were talking about that a bit yesterday. We're going to take stock of our finances over the next day or two.
After Atlantic City?
Wait a minute.
And determine when we can afford to get married.
How was Atlantic City financially?
Well, gambling wise, it was fine. I broke even. I think I lost $100.
Whoa,
that's
huge for you, Frankie.
The real financial trouble was at paying for this dinner.
I knew that would happen.
So, Joe,
I knew that would happen.
Joe, let me tell you what happened. So, Arthur Idala is there. He couldn't stay because he had a house full of Swiss people.
He came all the way down?
He brought cheese, and he wanted to be there for
From the Swiss people, of course,
so,
he would bring cheese.
Before he leaves, he hands me a wad full of cash. And I said, no, what are you doing? And he says, listen to me. Take this.
Yeah.
This is for some of the people that are going to stiff you tonight.
Yeah.
And I said,
spoken
get
like
out
a
of here.
True Brooklyn guy.
I said, get out of here. Yeah. We have this figured out. Yeah. You know, everybody knows what they're doing. He hands me this wad full of cash. He says, listen to me. I've been where you are. I know what kind of bill you're going to have later. Take the money.
And it happened.
Thank goodness he gave me this money.
But people just happened to not.
No, you know what?
I can name the people who didn't give you a credit card.
No. For the most part, most people paid whatever they were supposed to pay. But I think there was a disparity between, which we're working on negotiating, between the restaurant and me in terms of how many people had dinner. They believe there were six more people than I believe that there were.
You had to negotiate this?
We were in the process.
This was after the proposal?
So, I just paid, but
of course you
this
did.
Dinner bill is is something that I'm going to be working on.
A lot to talk about. Frankie, congratulations. We wish you all the very best. I want to thank Arthur Idala. You guys are going to believe this? I'm going to open Arthur Idala's gift that he gave me that I got just got. Look at these cufflinks, please, guys.
Frank Sinatra cufflinks.
A big picture of Frank Sinatra. And this is one of the greatest gifts I ever got. Arthur, I love you, man. I will be wearing it.
Congratulations to him jumping in the freezing cold water yesterday.
Did he do that, too?
Island.
All right, we'll get Arthur on the air as well. And Susie Cerrone, Happy New Year, Susie. How'd you do this New Year's Eve?
Good morning. Are you kidding?
You worked.
I was asleep by 9:30.
Because you had to get up the next day to work?
Yes.
God bless you.
Two
10-hour
days, but it's all good.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. God, you are one of a kind, girl. I love that.
Didn't Chris Rock have some kind of quote where, like, money is the best bomb,
It does help.
That.
It does kind of soothe all wounds, as it were.
Yes.
Hey, Susie, we are out there, but did you celebrate at all? Did you have a thing at all? You just kind of worked right through it. It is okay. I love that.
It's okay. There was a free HBO weekend, so I binge-watched My Brilliant Friend.
That's great.
And it's all good.
Who's your brilliant friend, Joanne?
You would love it.
That?
Oh, my gosh. You have to
Who
see it.
Who stars in that now? Do I show
There are unknowns. It's in Italian.
Oh, okay.
It's about post-war Italy.
Okay.
Post-World War II Italy. It's fantastic. You've got to see it.
I can't believe you haven't heard of it. 23 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 970. The answer, Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhame this morning. Checking out traffic. How we doing, Susie?
Hey there, everybody. Good morning. Back to it. Alternate side of the street. Parking rules and meters back in effect today. Staten Island. Some heavy traffic on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound from Slauson Avenue to and across the Verrazano Bridge. But even busier than that in Queens, it's a crash on the Nassau Expressway eastbound at the Van Wyck. That has one lane out. The LIE westbound is packed from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. Belt Parkway westbound backed up from the Van Wyck to Leopards Boulevard. Inbound, George. 10 for the upper, 10 at the lower. Some earlier incidents gone. The inbound Lincoln is 20. There was a problem on 495 at Pleasant Avenue. That's gone as well. Holland 15 from either approach. Good shape in New Jersey. No problems on the Parkway or the Turnpike. It's happened again in Westchester. A bridge hit on the Hutch. Tractor trailer on the Hutch north, but at King Street, luckily just the exit ramp to King Street is blocked. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The Answer.
Can Mazda be sued for the death of a car passenger because of the design of their seatbelt? That's just one of the challenging issues tackled by our guest on Champions of Justice this weekend. He's attorney Martin Buchanan, an extraordinary appellate lawyer who has appeared before the U.S. Supreme Court. He talks with Tom Girardi about what it takes to appear before the highest court in the land. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
9-4 Syracuse heads to South Bend for its ACC opener at Notre Dame Saturday. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Jim Sadlin and me at noon with Orange pregame at 11:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps. Touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand With Israel Tour, December 2019.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat. It's Jay Sekulow Live, today at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, it's Piscopo on the radio. Joe Piscopo with Frankie Five Burrows Morano and Al Gattulo. Debbie's on assignment at ABC still. Susie Cerone is in. Keith Abloh will join us momentarily. Keith on Roger Stone's best dress list. Apparently, I'm looking, Frankie Five Burrows. I did not make that best dress list from Roger Stone.
I am shocked.
I thought maybe.
Shocked.
No.
Shocked.
Finally, you could double check, but I went through. Roger Stone puts out, I think, on the 1st of January, I believe, his best dress. Of everybody.
I can already see how this is going down. Ultimately, if Roger gets indicted by Robert Mueller, I see you holding the front page of the paper and saying, huh.
You look good.
It's funny how things work out.
You're at least well-dressed,
exactly.
Roger. James Corsi was on the list. No, kidding. What happened? They kind of went back and forth at each other. Huh? Did you see that? Dr. Corsi, did you see that?
I did not. I mean, I know they have different views of what happened with this whole Julian Assange thing.
I don't know what to believe. I read headlines. Sometimes I read the headlines. I went into it. They said that apparently Roger said that Corsi threw him under the bus a little bit and to open a way for Mueller to continue. And this whole thing, can we just stop, by the way? I would humbly suggest to Robert Mueller to just stop the Russian probe now. Can it stop now, or is it going to get worse, Frankie?
Well, Rudy Giuliani was on with John Catsimatidis on Sunday and made that point. He said it's kind of time for Mueller to put up or shut up. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Didn't he say on, I thought he was on, wasn't he on with Ed Henry on Fox and Friends? I thought he was. And he said something about that Mueller should be investigated now. That should be investigated.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, my goodness. goodness gracious. And stop. And just stop. And now that the president goes, come to the White House, the president was at the White House. How does Nancy Pelosi goes to Hawaii? How does she go in good conscience when she shuts down the government? Tens of thousands of jobs are out. And that these people will be paid. I understand that. But she goes, they go, they don't even think about it. This is an orchestrated show. And she doesn't want to do anything because she don't want to jeopardize her being Speaker of the House. That's what this is all about, this shutdown. And now, and I thought for sure, and I predicted there would be no shutdown. And at one point, the president was going to step in and work it out. But God forbid, the far right wing steps in and goes, hey, you got, oh, Mr. President, no, you've got to shut it down. Where was the far white right wing the last 2 years, Frankie Five Boroughs?
Well,
were they? They could have done immigration, a comprehensive immigration reform they could have done. They could have done health care reform for 2 years, for more than that, as the 2 years prior to that, four full years of saying Obamacare, repeal and replace. They didn't even have anything. They had nothing. So when the president goes, all right, I worked this out with Schumer. I know Chucky for many, many years. I've supported him in campaigns. We'll sit down and we're not going to have a shutdown and we'll work this out and we will have border control and I'll get Schumer to agree to it. Then the right wing goes, oh, Mr. President, how could you? And then the president had to go along with that base. President Trump has given the Republican Party something they would never, ever have had. That is the White House, that was Congress, and that was the Senate.
And the courts.
And the courts. The courts, people, forget about. President Trump on his own did this. He embraces the party. You and I, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie Five Boroughs, not to speak for you, we voted for the president because he was out of the box like that. He wasn't a Republican, quote-unquote Republican. He was an independent. He was maybe a little liberal socially.
Yeah, absolutely. I would have voted for Trump if he would have run as a Democrat or as an independent. When he was running in 2000 briefly as the Reform Party candidate, I was prepared to support him at that
time
as well.
This guy did more for the Republican Party. Then what does he do when he gets in office? He embraces the party and he campaigns for everybody in the party. And they did nothing to show up. They didn't a lot of, and by the way, not to put aside all the legislation that he has passed, all the good that President Trump has done. It's a miracle that he's gotten it through at all. But when you get to the big issues of health care and immigration reform, the president set it up. And the John McCain did thumbs down. It wasn't John McCain. The Republicans couldn't do anything. They can't do anything. And then rather than having this, let's work together. Let's not shut down. Let's not shut down the government. Let's work this out. We could work this out with the Dreamers and everything. The far right wing comes in. They go, oh, this is all wrong. You can't do this, Mr. President. And the president's kind of handcuffed and he goes along with what the Republicans are doing. And I don't know. Somebody tweeted, somebody who I have respect for, who listens to the show, and is just the biggest Donald Trump supporter that I've ever seen in any way. It always says the president at 2020 is going to say, you know what, I'm done with this. You people are nuts. I'm walking away. Do you think the president will do that?
Why? Just that he'll be frustrated with this? I don't see it.
Because the Democrats are gearing up now. All Adam Schiff lives for is to go after Donald Trump. They're going to go after the Southern District of New York, and now Tish James is going to go after Donald Trump for the foundation. They will go after the children. It's going to be like, why? What do I need this now? And Melania's going to say, what do I need this now? They won't let him do a good job. They keep throwing roadblocks just because I can't even tell you why the Democrats don't care about the country. They care more about taking the president down.
Well, look, it certainly could happen. I've seen a number of other people predicting that maybe he won't even make all of 2019. I have a tough time seeing that. In terms of him voluntarily stepping away, either not running for re-election or resigning early, I have a tough time seeing it because one of the things we've seen with Trump all the way going back decades is that he's very much a counterpuncher. And the more people attack him, the more he tends to dig in and fight back. I think these fights almost kind of invigorate him. So I don't think he would voluntarily step away. And in terms of any attempt at impeachment or indictment, I think as long as he remains as popular as he is with these Republican senators, with the exception of Willard Mitt Romney, then I think he's going to have to worry about being impeached.
What was that with Mitt Romney, man? What was that? I am so shocked, and I voted for this guy. for Mitt Romney. I said, I voted for this guy.
Very proud never to have voted for this guy.
Yeah, well, you're smarter than I am. Let me tell you something. Mitt Romney writes an op-ed, yesterday it was, in Washington Post, going,
because you know they were clamoring for him to, there was all this demand for Mitt Romney. But this guy wasn't getting enough attention.
He grovels. Remember the French restaurant dinner?
Yeah.
Groveling with the president. Groveling. So, President Trump for Secretary of State. And he gets in and he slams the president.
Well, he's doing on Trump the same thing he's done with every other issue throughout his life. Okay. Remember Romney Care. He was for it, then campaigned against it. Gay marriage. He was for it, then he was against it. Abortion. He was for it, then he was against it. Every single possible issue, he's flip flopped. You go back to 2012. Listen to what he said about Donald Trump when Trump endorsed him at the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Then you go to 2016, and he does a much better job campaigning against Donald Trump than he ever did campaigning against Barack Obama. Talks about him being a horrible businessman, highfalutin, con man, this and that. Then when he's in consideration to be Secretary of State,
Well,
he says, well, this is exactly the kind of tone based on what we heard on election night that we should be hearing. My conversations with him have been great. And now when he sees an opportunity, now that McCain is not in the Senate anymore, and now that Bob Corker is leaving and Jeff Flake is leaving, to cement himself as the anti-Trump Republican, he is going to make sure to claim that mantle for the next 6 years. I mean, Mitt Romney believes in nothing. He had to go to three or four states before he found a state that would finally elect him.
Yeah, really.
I mean, this guy is a total zero. I suppose there's some accomplishments in the private sector, but without his father's name the guy has done nothing in public life worthy of note, as far as I can
Frankie
tell.
Frankie Five Boroughs, the soon-to-be married Frankie Five Boroughs, will follow. Al, your hair looks good. Your hair looks good. Let me tell you.
Thanks.
You see, when you didn't go to the New Year's Eve because you had a haircut, or was that something else?
No, I was working. I was working at Cowboy Giant Game.
Oh, you were working that.
Yeah.
See, you got to do that.
I'm not going to go from there all the way down to Atlantic
City. When did
I'm
you
tired.
Get the haircut? You gave up something to go to.
His private party that he had at his place.
But the hair looks good.
Some
hey, Al, we'll go to break. Keith Abloh is coming up. Dr. Yes. Keith Abloh, the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show.
Yes, he is.
When you do the Jets game, because I know now I know you are inherently a great sportscaster. I know
well,
you
thank
are.
You.
And we're going to lose you to ESPN or one of those sports
stations.
Probably
not, but...
So do you prepare for all that? Do you go through the whole game, or does that just come natural
to
you?
Yeah, no. There's preparation before the game, you know, to make sure
you're doing live feeds
playing.
To CBS
anytime,
radio, right?
To ESPN.
Close.
Anytime team scores. I don't know where CBS came from, but all right, fine.
I got you a boomer over there.
Yeah. When a team scores, I give them the breakdown of what happened, key play in the game. What was interesting was when the Cowboys scored the winning touchdown, which ended up being the winning touchdown, there was some dispute as to whether or not it was a touchdown. So I was live and explaining what was going on, and then just rolled right into a little play-by-play for the two-point conversion because they were still with me.
But you're not in your den at home saying, Jack, Jennifer, please don't bother me. Because
I prep when I go to the game. I get to the game. The kickoff's at 1. I'm usually at the stadium by 10 o'clock.
I prep for the show. Well, we got to go because Keith is going to join us. I prep for my New Year's Eve show. I said to my host, you want me to do something?
Right.
Don't worry about a thing. As soon as I hear that,
I prep for it.
We ended up doing Run DMC.
Run DMC?
Listen,
not exactly in your repertoire of songs, but
doing rap. There were white people rapping.
Walk This Way.
We did walk this way. We did that. Tricky. Tricky.
Yeah.
It was great. So that's what it made me laugh. That's
so
what,
you were a rapper.
I don't know why I thought of Al. I'm thinking of going to my New Year's and I'm prepping all these songs that we did. And I said, I wonder if Al preps for the football games on Sunday
like that.
You got to do it. Hey, Piscopo in the Morning with Al Gattulo, Frankie Five Boroughs, 6:37. Dr. Keith Abloh will join us momentarily. We're going to jump to Big Al. He has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
37 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two men from New York City dead following a boating accident in Westchester County. Police are identifying those killed as 48-year-old Nang Wee Kong of Brooklyn and 47-year-old Wee Tao Ma of Staten Island. State Police Captain David Atkins says a local fisherman called him yesterday morning saying he found an overturned boat at the Muscote Reservoir. Troopers arrived on the scene in Golden's Bridge, found the bodies of both men. The men had told the family members they were planning to keep fishing beyond dark on Monday. Officials believe the rain, wind, and icy cold water of the Muscote Reservoir were contributing factors in their deaths. Autopsies are planned. A man allegedly tried to escape police in Bergen County, wound up flipping his car. Police say they responded to a home Tuesday in Fairlawn for a report of a burglary in progress. A pursuit followed, concluded in Glenrock, but not before an officer reportedly suffered a minor injury when he was hit by the escaping vehicle. The suspect, identified as Corey DeGroat of Englewood, was hospitalized after he drove into a tree, according to reports. In sports, Nick Skid is now at 8 after a 115-108 loss in Denver to the Nuggets. Knickerbockers have lost 13-14 and is second to last in the East at 9-29. And as you heard here on AM 970, the answer last night, St. John's slamming 18th-ranked Marquette 89-69. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Clear skies, 37 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. It is Wednesday, an alternate side back in effect. Busy in Queens on the LIE westbound from before the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. Belt Parkway westbound slows from the Van Wyck out to Lefferts Boulevard. And a crash on the Nassau Expressway eastbound at the Van Wyck has one lane blocked. In Belle George, 10 for the upper, 10 for the lower. An accident blocks the right lane on the lower level on the New Jersey side of the bridge. Inbound Lincoln better on 495 eastbound at Pleasant Avenue. That stall is cleared. The inbound Holland 15 from either approach. Good shape in New Jersey. A problem on the Hutch in Westchester. Hutch northbound at King Street. The exit ramp is closed due to a bridge hit. Checking your forecast today. Partly sunny but chilly with a high of 39. Maybe some rain rolling in tonight. The low 36. Thursday sunny and 46. Friday sunny and 47. Some rain on Saturday. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The answer.
Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store's loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
At the CMA Foundation, we believe every child should have the access and opportunity to participate in quality music programs. Music education isn't just important if you're going to make it your career. It helps boost student engagement and achievement across all academic subjects and helps children develop the abilities that set them up for lifelong success. Music has always been a huge part of my life. When I started taking clarinet lessons in sixth grade band, a whole world was open to me. I learned how to read music and play multiple instruments. From there, I sang in choir and learned about melodies and harmonies and chords and how to string them together to make this beautiful thing called music. The music education that I received as a student set me up for success as an adult, not just in my career, but in my life. Music is transformative, and I want to ensure that it's never silenced. Learn how you can help support music education at itstartswithme.org.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call our general sales manager, Laura Schaefer, at 212-857-9639. That's 212-857-9639. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call 212-857-9639. Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Oh. Well, baby used to stay out. Listen to this. All night long. Al gets a rest. And I get the stones. I'm loving this. Great song, yeah. Huh? My theme song in my relationships. I love, you know, not enough of the 60s rock and roll is played. And I skewer satellite radio, and I'm always listening to this and I'm listening to that, and I go here. They don't. I want to get the pocket on radio, the little pocket AM 970 that we play the esoteric music of the 60s that is long forgotten. So thank you for actually looking at the list that I sent you and actually bringing it forth to the airways, Big Al. We appreciate that very, very much. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. So I got to tell you before we get into the news, how much I love you, and I love you for listening. It's 6:43 right now. So I went to Mom's, it was Aunt Millie's birthday. Aunt Millie, 96 years old, please. I make the sign of the cross when I say that. 96 years old. The greatest generation. Celebrating. And then, of course, I get the call for cannolis. So I go to cannolis. I don't want to mention the place because they don't sponsor, but I go to the place for cannolis. And I go there. And I walk in, and it's off of Bloomfield Avenue in Jersey. And it doesn't matter if you're from Brooklyn, from Staten Island, from Queens, or the Bronx, wherever you're from. I'm in my home, Bloomfield Avenue, New Jersey, and I smell the cannolis in the place. I look around. It's all Italian pastries. Everything's Italian, you know? And then I see a guy on the phone. A guy walks around on the phone. He's going like this, and he's talking on the phone. Yeah, yeah. No, I got the cannolis. He's telling, you know, his wife, I got the cannolis. And I'm picking out little things. And I look around at all the people around me, and they're saying, Joe, how are you? And I'm thinking, I'm home. It's why I stay here. I felt comfortable there. It's why I don't know how people move out. They go to Florida. They go to California. They go to South Carolina. Bye. We love you, South Carolina. We know you're listening in Florida. We know you're listening. But home is home. So I felt the same way. You know, when I came in this morning, I'm walking down Wall Street before I ran into you on the street. I'm going, hey, we're here. We're together. And we're home. And we ain't moving. And we're not going anywhere. And we're not, you know, going to be like fair weather friends. To the president in office. We're going to support the United States. We're going to be very, very patriotic about it, and we're not going to waver. We're going to stick in what we believe. And I know you do the same thing. We're going to believe in what we believe in. We are here. We stay here despite the fact politically that we have lost New Jersey and we have lost New York and we have lost California. I don't know what these countries are anymore. The fact that you're in New York State, then you could, if you think, I'm not a woman, I think I'm a man, I'm not sure, I will put an X on my birth certificate. You're allowed to do that now in the state of New York. You tell me what that means. Or in Texas, where there's a guy that wants to become a girl, then he's wrestling, and he's winning all the wrestling championships down in Texas, it's because he's a guy. It's such a mess. You and I we're going to be true to what we believe in. We're going to be true to where we are from. Whether it's walking into a cannoli store, an Italian pastry store, and smelling the aroma of that, going, you know what, this is home to me. Whether it's walking to work, this is home. And we're not wavering. And our home is the United States of America. We know what we believe in. And we're going to get through this despite what happens in Washington, despite what happens in Albany, and despite what happens in Trenton. Oh, and that's another thing I don't even tell you about, because I'm going to tell you about it if we get there. I don't want to stoke the fire, but boy, I'm telling you, I think they got a political hit on yours truly, because God forbid, and I'm not really, really crazy politically. I just try to draw down the middle and say what's right, and I support the country, and I support the president of the country, whether it's W. I didn't agree with anything about W, but he was the president of the United States, and I respect that. Barack Obama, how many times I say nice things about Barack Obama politically? Couldn't be more diametrically opposed than Barack Obama. But he was the president of the United States. Respected Barack and his family. President Obama and his family. And I feel the same way about President Trump. I don't understand this political witch hunt, the takedown of this president. He's the president of the United States. Tens of millions of people voted for this man. Respect it. Respect this country. I feel like that. But boy, oh boy, it just doesn't feel like it. There's a takedown, and we've got to just, I think, and then I got news, and I don't want to break it now, but I'll tell you, where they will come after you, and that's what's scary. And that's why I'm so opposed to this Robert Mueller probe, because it's wrong. It's wrong. It's a witch hunt, and the fact that the government, what's the deep state? And there's the deep state means there's just lifers in government, whether it's in the state capitals or in Washington, D.C. They will come after you. They will come after you, and they think they have all the right in the world to come after you. And we have no civil rights in that regard. The government will come after you, and they could take you down. And I'll let you know what's going on, but I don't want to talk too much about it now because maybe I could settle everything. But boy, oh boy, it's all good, and I'm not going down. I'm not going down. I'm going to stay positive, and we're going to take the high road, you and I. We're going to take the high road, and I believe in the end we will win. 647 with Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Frankie got engaged over the break. Very, very exciting news. Are you excited about it, Frankie?
Absolutely.
You buying that out? Does that sound excited to you?
Yeah, no, I think he is.
Were the tears? Now your significant other, your future Mrs. Five Boroughs to be, had tears in her eyes.
Did
you get a little emotional?
Yourself? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You did like that. A little crying. I remember that. I'm trying to think. Let me think which one I got emotional on.
The first one.
You get really emotional once a month when you're writing out that alimony check.
Yeah, that's true.
Know.
He is.
The best one, yeah. Do we have time? Yeah.
Sure.
All right. I got to tell you, and I shouldn't talk about it, so forgive me, but this is our intimate hour here. When I go see the kids, and I go to the house, the other house I'm paying for, my summer home 6 minutes away. Mm-hmm. Over there. Mm-hmm. So I go and I pull up in the car. That's where we gather. In the car. When I do the Joey Benefit film, I have to remind me, please, to put this in the movie. You can't make it up. And you have to, I go to the exes. Listen, Frankie, and I shouldn't talk about it, forgive me, I'm so sorry. The boyfriend's truck, like the Duck Dynasty truck, it's in the driveway. So he's in the house. Everybody's in the house. I'm paying for everything. Oh, I'm in the car with my kids. No one says to me. No one says to me. Listen to me. They don't, and you have to laugh about it. Oh, Dad is here. Maybe it could be said the man who's paying for everything is here. Why don't you come into the living room? Can I get you anything? Come right in. No, the guy and the kids, we laugh about it. I say, kids, look where we are. We're inside my car. And then, by the way, the kids' friends come in the car.
But you pay for the house,
yeah,
right?
That's exactly right.
I pay for everything. You pay for the house. It's
like,
yours.
Like Gleason. Everybody out. This is my house.
I don't understand.
You can't. It's the state of New Jersey.
No.
The state of New Jersey, you got to pay everything. You have virtually no right.
In your name?
Whether you're a man or you're a woman.
Is the house in your name? Is the house in your name?
No, it's not. That's not. So you can't. But by the way, in a divorce court, and hopefully you'll never get there, Al. Everything okay, by the way, at home?
Everything's great.
Just
thank you.
So
please.
if there is a problem.
There's a problem.
I keep hoping you'll come move in with me.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Misery loves company.
Even if I did get divorced, I'm not going to do that.
Come on. No. But you're going to see, you have no rights. So I have to laugh. And I say this in the most joking manner. And with respect, my children and I laugh. And when I said the kids' friends come in the car, it's like, you know what I mean? So I'm like,
I think you got a big car.
It is.
Imagine if you had like a Hyundai.
Thank God I got the SUV.
Yeah.
And we're in there.
And the chauffeur's cap from your Carol Alt days.
Kids, how you doing back there in the third row? Good? Okay.
My mom says, you know, I watched that Driving Miss Daisy. That's a good film. Now, why would she say it?
Because she probably heard it on the show. I got to watch that. Oh, that's great.
Al, I'm alluding to, if you're listening and this went by you, apparently Al is he always accuses me of being the chauffeur for Miss Carol Alt.
That's right. You are.
And proud to be, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What do you want me to turn?
Turn left here.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't take it, Al Street.
Yes.
I did my best Morgan Freeman. Anyway, it's all good, and you got to laugh. 651, Susie's on the road. Susie, you can't make it up. I'll tell you that, girl.
We can barely hear you.
How's that? Is that better?
Nope.
Right. Al's really riding it up high like
that.
Yeah,
whatever microphone you're on, I don't think is working properly.
Oh, no.
Frank, you ever notice we have this problem like a lot? Now, we have not put the new board in yet.
No.
So when we put the new board in, we'll just...
It's her connect. It's very, very... there's a big hum in the background.
Ooh.
That's not you, Suze. We appreciate it. We'll go right to break.
That's all right. We'll go to break and then we'll fix it.
Chances are traffic's pretty bad with everybody coming back to work.
Let's take a break.
That's great.
Wherever you're going, allow extra time. Thank you, Susie.
Al's twirling his finger. I missed the finger twirl for 11 days like that. Here we go. We're going in. It's 6:52 right now. And Piscopo in the morning. And we're going to take a little break and we're coming right back. On AM 970, The Answer.
Losing business to online companies? Competitors using social media to rob you of sales? Is your current website 5 years behind the times or even one? Contact us at Salem Surround. digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase bottom line. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers. Is your business taking full advantage of digital communication to reach more people? Are your competitors ahead of you? Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Coming up Thursday, January 10th, is AM 970 The Answer's Employment Open House event at our Manhattan office and studio location right next to Trinity Church. This open house event is designed to introduce you to the type of employment opportunities that exist in broadcasting and meet some of the managers at the station. The January 10th open house is free to attend, but you must call the AM 970 business office to register to be added to the guest list. Call 212-372-0097 extension 8 to sign up. That's 212-372-0097. 097 extension 8. See you then.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will be much cooler than yesterday, with some sunshine to start, then increasing clouds, high 40. Tonight, cloudy. Look for a bit of wet snow and rain late. There can be a small accumulation, particularly in non-paved surfaces to the north and west of the city, where precipitation will be all in the form of snow. Tonight's low 35 in Midtown, near 30, though, north of the city. Tomorrow, clouds will give way to some sunshine, becoming breezy and a bit milder, high 47. Friday, sunshine mixing with clouds, high 47. AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Thanks to Arthur Idala for these. One, I have Frank Sinatra cufflinks. These are, we got to take a picture of these, Matt Conklin. Great. And Matt, Happy New Year to you, my friend. I was at a New Year's Eve party showing everybody all your brilliant social media. Thank you very much. You got the best in town. We're the number one market, number one media market in the world, man. And we got the best media guy, social media guy. Thank you. Are they treating you nice? That you and that's okay, good. Well, keep me posted. I asked management to keep this brilliant social media guy around. They put him in sales. So I had to step in and go, he doesn't want to be a sales guy. Well, you can do social media if you sell on the side.
Look, he's with us every day. He's doing a great job. So
far.
Management did the right thing.
They did do the right thing, and I thank them personally.
Absolutely.
And I did thank them personally. And then Dean, from my so this is how it works here at the station. We're going to go to break, and Keith Ablow is going to join us. I go to the clothing store that I'm not going to mention because they won't advertise with us, so I'm not going to mention it. But I go in the clothing store, and this gentleman comes up and says, you know, I love on the radio. You guys are great on the radio. Can I come work for you because I want to do media? He's working. Dean is working for us. So, Dean, welcome. Great to have you here. You see, and we have, in the haberdashery sense, we have cufflinks. Are they really nice? Frank Sinatra cufflinks. See, we reach out to everybody. We reach out. As a matter of fact, if you're walking down the street and we need somebody, can we just say, hey.
You too could work here. You know,
can we get a flyer at Times Square?
Sure.
Work for Piscopo.
Yeah.
Get your work for Piscopo.
That's right.
Intern only.
Exactly.
Not getting paid.
That's
here we go. Do you do sales on
That's
top
right.
of everything else? Ooh, I did the perfect match of my tie. I retied my tie. There we go. And
without a mirror. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I got to do it because it's got to be just a little above the front of the tie, the second
Very
part of the tie. Hey, we're back. Piscopo and Frankie Albert are back.
Button up that tab collar there.
Got
to button your tab collar.
You know... So I'm at New Year's, and then my host said, my dear friend and his wife says, Joe, he goes, what's with the tab collar? I go, tape cut, 1962. She goes, Joe, it's 2019. I like the tape cut. Me and Neil Cavuto. Are we the only
one? You like
one?
It because the tie stands out a little bit more.
I like it. Yeah. I like that whole Frank Sinatra 62 thing. I am hell-bent on keeping that, you know, that
it's
dress code.
It's your dress
probably,
code, right?
Apparently not good enough to be on Roger Stone's best dress list.
No,
but aside from that, I thought
maybe the Sinatra cuffs will take you over the top next year.
But even worse, Steve Bannon made the worst dress list, unfortunately.
Gee, what a surprise.
According to Roger, you
according
mean?
According to Roger, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny.
And so did Beto O'Rourke.
Who is, do we know who this guy is?
Beto O'Rourke, yeah.
He's a leading Democrat for president at this point.
You Beto, you mean?
Beto.
Yeah.
Did you say Vito?
Beto.
Oh,
it sounded like you said
Beto. No, it's Beto.
Beto.
Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, by the way, the guy made a prediction who said that Donald Trump will step away. He said that Mike Pence will go in. And it'll be Biden and Beto.
Yeah, well,
coming 2020.
I think there's the most likely scenario at this point.
Yeah,
not about Trump stepping away, but the Democratic side.
Yeah, I think your point is so well taken that this president loves a fight, lives for it. So I don't know that he steps away. 877-970-2999. Hey, we're back and we are up and we are at them on AM 970 The Answer with Five Boroughs. And with Frankie Five Boroughs and with Al Gattulo. Debbie is on Channel 7 all week, but Susie Cerrone, we're going to get to her after the traffic break. And Dr. Keith Abloh will join us as well. Piscopo in the morning on AM970TheAnswer.com, 877-970-2999. Hey, you know what? Happy New Year.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Firefighters battling a two-alarm house fire in Rahway. It is on Washington Street near Routes 1 and 9. Was called in about 6:15 this morning. There's no word yet on whether anyone was hurt. Starting late tonight, track work going to shut down the 7-line subway service. It'll happen on the overnights and weekends from 11:45 p.m. to 5 a.m. The 7-line will be down between Queens, Borough Plaza, and 34th Street, Hudson Yards on weeknights through February 8th. There's also no service on the weekends in that time frame. This will allow MTA officials to address rail defects that were found during installation of a new signal system. In sports, Knicks beaten by the Nuggets 115-108. St. John's, they crushed Marquette 89-69. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.